These demonstrators are protesting against a UN peacekeeping mission that they say has failed to bring peace. Gathered in Mali's capital Bamako, they hold signs calling for the UN mission known as MINUSMA to get out of the country.
It's an evil force that needs to leave our land. It's been of no use. It has failed to deliver. Give us a few weeks and we will drive them out of the country.
10 years ago, Malians celebrated the arrival of the UN peacekeeping force. Now they say UN soldiers are not the solution, but the problem. They blame it of failing to protect the population, and worse, of not intervening as massacres were carried out near UN compounds. Thousands have been killed from attacks by armed groups linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda. In an interview with Al Jazeera, Prime Minister Choguel Maiga said the UN mandate isn't working.
À la suite de la résolution,
the international community became involved in Mali following the adoption of a UN resolution in 2013. Malians understood that it was to bring an end to the war, but as soon as the Algiers Peace Accord was signed, the resolution changed to say they weren't here to end the war, but to protect the peace. But there is no peace.
Demonstrators wave Russian flags. Mali's military has sought the help of Russian mercenaries from the Wagner Group. UN's independent human rights investigators accuse them of arbitrary killings and torture in what rights groups describe as possible evidence of war crimes.
The work of the peacekeeping mission is essential also with this humanitarian support. It brings a level of accountability, stability and protection, especially for those displaced.
Over 300 UN peacekeepers have lost their lives in Mali, with more than 14,000 troops on the ground. The UN mission is the biggest, costliest, and deadliest operation in the organization's history. The demonstrators have the support of Mali's military junta, and they blame the deteriorating security situation not on the army, but on the UN. But outside the capital, in the northern and central parts of the country where the government is absent, millions of Malians are dependent on the UN's mission to survive and provide security. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.